China's role is looking dramatically different in this round of global climate talks, which continue today in Paris. China is the world's largest producer of carbon emissions. But 6 years ago at the climate summit in Copenhagen, China was staunchly against policies to reduce pollution. This year in Paris, China is one of the biggest cheerleaders of those policies. Jason Bellini is with the Wall Street Journal. He's following the talks in Paris. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Eric.
So 6 years ago, Jason, China refused to commit to emissions reductions. Now it's promising to dramatically increase the portion of energy produced by non-fossil fuels. How do you explain this about face?
Well, Eric, 6 years ago, China was growing by leaps and bounds. And since then, especially in the last year, its growth has slowed quite a bit. But this is also a sign that Beijing believes that it's going to be able to separate future growth of its economy from rising emissions levels. And that's due largely to the fact that, you know, we set the climate change issue aside, it's moving its economy away from reliance on energy-intensive manufacturing, more towards services and consumption. And then also you've got advances in solar technology that the Chinese have been pioneering, and those have been really dramatic, especially in the last few years. And they've really lowered the cost per kilowatt hour of that renewable source, along with wind energy. And that's helping China to commit to increasing the share of non-fossil fuels. We're talking mostly about wind and solar in its energy mix to 20% by 2030.
So they're pegging future growth to non-fossil fuels. But some in the U.S., including Republicans in Congress, have argued that China can't really be trusted. After all, it was recently revealed China had drastically underestimated the amount of coal it's burned in recent years. So why would the U.S. trust China on this?
Oh, well, you're absolutely right. And that takes us to one of the really big unresolved issues here in Paris, and that's accountability. You've got American and European negotiators insisting that the agreement establish a really clear system for measuring and reporting emissions. And then you have developing economies like China and India pushing back, saying that external checkups on their emissions are an unwanted interference.
Coal consumption in China more than doubled from 2002 to 2012. Can the government really pull off a major reduction of something that so many people depend on day in, day out?
It's a really tough one, and we shall see. I mean, in 2013, China burned around 4 billion tons of coal, and that's almost as much as the rest of the world. And it's also one of the main contributors to this horrific air pollution. We're seeing it right now, where there's an alert right now to people in Beijing. So it really rides on continuing advances on solar and wind technology, and then also the commitment of the government. And it could come from pressure from the citizens who don't like the smog.
Right. For the first time, authorities in Beijing have issued a red alert, forcing schools to close and construction to halt. I mean, it's not like things just suddenly got really bad in Beijing. The smog has been a problem for a long time. How do you interpret this red alert?
Well, it's a pretty nasty smog rough patch at the moment. I've been looking at the video, and you can see that the air is really thick. But people are becoming aware of the dangers of smog, that it's not just unpleasant. So that's putting added pressure on the government when it comes to coal. And so that's one of the reasons why they're, you know, trying to be out front on this and not deny the undeniable that's right in front of everyone's eyes.
The Wall Street Journal's Jason Bellini is covering the climate talks in Paris. Jason, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.